This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all from rolling this Friday morning. Well, certainly not a football Friday, as the football season is in the rear view, but it was a week ago that it was parade day, which means we still got a lot to cherish in our hearts from the 2024 Eagles. Also a lot to look ahead to, because obviously the offseason is on, to say the least. You know, the Phillies offseason ain't on, spring training's on, and I'll tell you how I can prove it. They play their first spring training game tomorrow.
On WIP, baby,
yeah,
tune in!
Exactly. So the season's coming in about a month. We'll do a lot on the Phillies today to get you ready for what really will be a fascinating 2025 Phillies season, one way or the other. But it's going to be fascinating. Look, the Sixers, Joel struggled last night. Sixers struggle. That is a disastrous situation. We'll address that. And Team USA losing in hockey to Team Canada. Look, we got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich, what up, bud?
What's up, Joe?
How are you, pal?
I'm great. Male sea lions can go 2 or even 3 months without eating.
Wow, that's an impressive capability right there.
I know that you are completely incapable of such a feat.
Well, yes, except for one. Well, yeah,
don't
incapable.
Don't you say you get shaky or
yeah,
something?
I do, but I actually desire that type of life, not from the sea lion standpoint. I want to be like the bear that hibernates. One of my goals in life is to become a bear and
this
hibernate.
Is literally the least surprising thing you've ever said. Oh, you just want to be comfortable for
yes.
months on end?
Well, I'm
shocked. I don't
know how long it goes, but I want one. I want that!
It's months.
Amy hates when I say I can't wait till I'm in a nursing home. Just take care of me.
We all hate that. I don't think you realize what you're saying.
Just take care of me. All right, good morning to everybody. A lot to do here. And look, let's crank it up for the first time, this year with a lead on the Phillies. So obviously everything Eagles related, totally on the table. We're going to do a lot of Eagles today. That'll include Ruben Frank in the 7 o'clock hour. But John, let's lead with the Phils. I mean, the season's coming. It's they're obviously the second best team in Philadelphia sports by a wide margin, a very wide margin, after seeing the Sixers and Flyers in the first, two thirds of their seasons. So let's get to it. I'm curious where everyone stands today. Very curious after what happened last October and what's happened the last 3 years, both bad and good. Bad and good, because there's been, really bad at the end and really, really good for most of those 3 years. Where do you stand at 215-592-9494 on your outlook for the Philly season, but also your, let me put it this way, when you think back, how does that influence your think forward? John, why don't you take first crack at it? Man, were people in a bad mood mid-October last year when the Phillies lost, rightfully so. It was a horrendous loss. John, your outlook moving forward based on what is here, but also what has occurred. What are you thinking, John?
I went to the World Series in 2022.
Yep.
And it was just magnificent.
It was magic.
And
until it
sat
wasn't.
There in for the offensive fireworks of, what was it, Game 3?
7-0 Game 3. That's right. Yep.
And
5-1
2-1 lead.
Sat there thinking, hey, this team is about to win a world championship. Yeah. As we all walked out of the stadium that night, we all we were all of the same feeling. We all felt, we all believed, we all knew it was about to happen. And then it didn't.
Correct.
And I remember the way I felt after that. I insisted. I said, you know what? I will not forget how important the Astros pitching staff was. Mm-hmm. That Astros staff, it was unmatchable. They just no hit us with their, who was it, their fourth
starter?
Yeah, Christian
fourth
Javier.
Starter?
Yeah.
Like, right. Wait a second, really?
I remember that.
Yeah, and that is what, in my mind, that's what we needed. We needed pitching that was that deep and that good. And here we sit, and I look at our staff, and it's Wheeler and Sanchez and Nola and Suarez and now Luzardo.
Right.
You got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. Holy cow. I said at that 2022 World Series, as the disappointment set in, you know, I'm no longer walking out of that stadium thinking we're going to win. I when it was all said and done and we were defeated, I knew that the pitching is what we needed. And here we've got it.
So you have an optimistic, positive bent right now.
I'm excited to see where this staff can carry it.
Because I think, John, I think most people don't. So, James, I want to go to you next. I remember you were as angry when they flamed out. And, again, I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. James, I felt you and Ben Davis were as angry as I've ever heard either of you. When that season ended, you know, a couple of months back, last October, here we are about to begin another one. James, what is your mindset looking forward when you consider looking back?
Yeah, great question. I will say that yesterday...
Man, you were mad, James.
I was so mad, yeah. I will
say, and most people really were.
And I'll say it's been hard for me to kind of get excited. I'm completely honest, especially with the way the Eagles season went, where you were on this high, and it's like, I don't want to leave that for what happened last year. But I will say yesterday, with Ruben in, starting to talk baseball, the juices started flowing a little bit. I started getting exciting.
Yep.
Here's my thing. I think, to your point that you keep making, like, can they win the World Series? Of course they are. You know, of course. They're one of a handful of teams that absolutely could win the World Series. But I still look at this lineup, and I need to see changes early. Like, I know we're talking about the playoffs, but you can't just, like, let the playoffs roll around and be like, we're going to change what we do and start not chasing. Like, I need to see a marked improvement early in the season, like an effort from this group of guys to be selective, to have an approach at the plate. Like, the pitching's going to be awesome, the starting pitching. The bullpen depth is a different discussion, but... The thing I need to see is them to come out with a real approach and to start the season right and carry that forward, because I don't think they can come out and just kind of, you know, hit home runs and do their thing. And then when the playoffs start, just let's hope we get hot, especially with the freaking Dodgers signing every player alive in the offseason.
Yeah, so, I think part of what you're saying, James, tell me if this is an accurate read. If the Phillies aren't hitting home runs in October, you want them to be able to score runs other ways, and you want them to develop that early in the regular season and maintain it.
Exactly. Is that exactly fair? Yeah, I don't think you can just get to the playoffs and change the way you play baseball.
Yeah, okay. No, I think that's a reasonable point. Look, I'm really fascinated to hear from everyone today, or as many as we can, at 215-592-9494, on what you're thinking, what you're feeling on this squad. Let me tell you where I'm at. So, John, I got 5 points written down. I'm going to move through them in quick order. Number one, I'm excited. I mean, just pure and simple, I'm excited. I love the Phillies, and I love when one of our squads has a very likely chance to make the playoffs and a legit chance to win a championship. And
Absolutely, a legit chance.
Both things apply.
And by the way, the fact that our football team won a world championship, it does sort of – that lifts all boats. I'm telling you, that success, whether – and it's not a pressure that the baseball feels now, that the Phillies feel now, but it is like success just sort of breeds success.
Well, I'd like to believe that's true, but I also know no two teams have ever won a championship in the same year in Philly sports. So
okay,
that kind of gets met with some resistance, at least at some point in the season.
All right. Well, when I look around in other cities, I've seen success breed success across sports.
All right. So excited is number one. Number two, wary. Wary. To James's point, to the feeling last October, you know, to also what happened in the final 4 months of the regular season when they played very average baseball for 4 months after historic baseball for 2 months. How can you not be wary? Look, we can't sugarcoat the offensive issues that have been profound at the end of the Octobers the last couple years. The ends obviously have gone, you know, closer to the, you know, the end of the regular season than the end of the postseason. I mean, they went from Game 6 of the World Series to Game 7 of the NLCS to obviously Game 4 of the division round. So, of course, I'm wary because they've gone backwards and the offensive issues have been consistent. They're inconsistent, and when they hit those dry spells, it's a disaster. And James's points, the at-bats, the approach within the at-bats have been a hallmark of it. Number three, I am appreciative. And I hope this part doesn't get lost in the shuffle. Guys, you know, we remember as a fan base what it's like for the Phillies to not make the playoffs and to not have hope of making the playoffs. And, you know, I remember going back even during portions of the 2022 season thinking they're probably not going to make it, and I kind of can't stand these guys. And then they broke through.
Even right before the playoffs.
I know. And then they broke through. And by the way, they spend a lot of money. There's, you know, I know they didn't spend as much this offseason and may never spend as much as the deep Dodgers and the deep Mets. I understand that. But when your team's in the top, you know, whatever they are, 3-6 in payroll, I mean, we can't sneeze at that. And I know they're very likely to make the postseason. So I am appreciative of their efforts and the talent that has been assembled. And by the way, the fun that has occurred. No one will, I don't care if they get to the playoffs 100 straight years and lose every year in the playoffs, no one will ever take Red October 2022 away from me and my heart. It'll never happen. No one will ever take that away from me. Because for those three and a half weeks, other than the championships, and we've only had a couple of them, that was as joyous as I have ever felt as a Philadelphia sports fan. So I am appreciative. Number four, I'm anxious to see it get going, obviously, for all the reasons I've stated already. And I do think to the point about the pitching staff, starting pitching staff, it's really been an under-discussed topic because of how hot the Eagles were and how bad mood people were about the Phillies. Guys, five legitimate starters. I mean, like, really legitimate starters. And that's the main reason why they should win 90 or more games. So I'm anxious to see this thing get going. With the Sixers and Flyers disastrous seasons, we're going to need them. And they're going to provide a very good regular season. And the fifth thing is, and this kind of sums up overall how I feel, I'm not as down as a lot of people. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not sugarcoating the disaster of that ridiculous series versus the Mets. I'm not. But I also know if you say, I want to sign up as a fan for my team to make the playoffs 10 years in a row, know this. They're going to lose in the postseason more than they win. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's why the Dodgers have only won two all these years they've been in the playoffs. It's why the Braves, this group, has only won one championship all these years they've been in the playoffs. You know, it's why the Yankees haven't won one with this group all these years during the playoffs. Like, it is a crapshoot. And I know you might not want to hear it, but it's true. It is true. So I want to get this going. I want to hear Mills Lane say, let's get it on. Now, we got to wait a month. But I want to get the conversation going. I want to hear where you stand on our beloved, but yes, frustrating fighting Phils. Both facts are true, beloved and frustrating. Where are you? Coming season, talk to us.